More Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Going to talk Emory High School basketball here today on the Coach's Corner. Believe it or not, June, big month for basketball, big month for high school basketball. There's a lot of camps. I know these teams are trying to get the youth in the local area involved as well, but also a lot of traveling as we prepare for what's going to be the longest season. I swear, it's high school basketball. Once it hits in November, it seems like it goes on forever. We're going to talk about how the offseason has looked for the Emory High School boys basketball team, and joining us over the phone to do just that, we have head coach Dave Justice. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. It's great to chat with you again.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jordan. It's really it's always fun to come talk about Emory High School.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. And before we get in to what the offseason looks like as far as workouts and some of the games that you guys have the opportunity to play, I want to start by talking about the youth camp that you guys just recently played host to. I love this kind of stuff. Anytime you get some kids, and I know it's for kids in grades 3 through 8, they have an opportunity to see the high school program up and, you know, up close and personal, live and in color, because, well, these young kids, they look up to these older guys, right? This is where they're going to be eventually. So how did the camp go? How did it look?
Oh, it was great. You know, it's you always don't know how many kids you have, but the community really comes out and supports. You know, we had about 70 kids come out and play all the various grades. And, you know, just them, you know, how excited they were about basketball, you know, how into it they are, and how much they kind of love to, you know, play on the Spartan Center court and be a part of the program. You know, because it really is about, you know, building up our teams, even through the young kids. And one thing that I love to see is, like, I see a lot of those kids at our games. Like, this year, I know the student council started the middle school section. And all of a sudden, the middle schoolers are coming in and supporting us during our games, you know, when we play. And then you obviously have the high school kids. And then, so just coming out there and being a part of the groups. And one of the coolest things I like that we do a part of it is just, I make the kids kind of coach one of them, you know, of the age groups. And so they'll have different coaches. And so they really get to know our players, like, you know, Luke and Wade and Zach and Mason and Matt and Creek and all those other juniors are all coaching teams, and they're just participating and they're getting to know the kids. And those kids do a great job. They get excited for the kids. And so it really is a fun atmosphere and a fun camp to do. And, so I just want to thank everyone for coming out, and we really did have a blast hosting it, and hopefully they had a blast coming. So.
I know, Coach, feeder programs are so important, right? I mean, these youth programs, how they can prepare these kids by the time they get to the high school. It seems like since you and I have been talking, since you took over the program, that is something that you've put a heavy emphasis on. Are you happy with the way some of these youth programs and these younger kids are prepping and what they're being taught? Are you happy with the way that looks right now in Emory County?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, Emory County, there's so many locally, even just obviously the coaches at the middle school do a great job, but even, you know, parents and, you know, grandparents and all these kids that are, you know, playing travel teams and playing just in the backyard or whatever, you know, they're doing a great job. We have a ton of talent here in Emory, you know, and you can see them even from third grade all the way to up eighth grade. And I think, you know, Emory High School is blessed with a lot of very good basketball players, even coming up through the years. And so, yeah, I couldn't be more excited to get those kids in the program. And, you know, all their coaches and dads have done a great job with them. You know, looking at the eighth and seventh and sixth and all the way down to third, you're like, you know what, we're going to be all right. We got some good players coming up here throughout the year. So, yeah, couldn't be more excited for them. So, yeah, the program's in well hands.
And that's a good thing, because when we look at the roster for what we expect to see come this winter sports season, gosh, Coach, you got a lot of seniors on this team, and that's a great thing. I know it's a gift and a curse, right, of high school athletics, but these are kids that you have coming back for their senior season, fresh off one of the most successful regular season campaigns we've had in a while. And, boy, they got a lot of varsity basketball under their belts.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of, you know, we have, you know, four guys that have a ton of varsity experience. So we'll end up having usually probably six seniors next year, you know, with four guys and Luke and Wade and Zach and Creek that have played a lot of varsity even since they were sophomores. I mean, they got a lot of varsity time under their belt. And then, you know, Maddie and Mason, who got minutes here and there in varsity, so they're very used to varsity type level of experience, you know, and they're ready to step in and do a great job. And so, you know, the program, so, you know, we really do, you know, have a lot of, you know, seniors, and we have a lot of experience coming back, which is certainly a blessing. And I understand why you say a curse, but yeah, and that's true. But I would just want to give a shout out to these special kids. They're really all about the team. So even if they have to come out for a minute and cheer on their teammate, they've been so great that way. Subbing and cheering on their teammates and sacrificing maybe some minutes here and there to, you know, for the overall benefit of our whole as a group. So now they've had a great, and so they've been, so it is, it, we're really excited. And plus we have a ton of juniors coming up, you know, probably have 7, 8, 9 juniors coming up throughout the program too. And so we got a lot of experience, a lot of kids playing on through. And so we're excited about the season.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Dave Justice of the Emory High School Boys Basketball Program, as we talk about the off season and the summer workouts. Coach, June being such a big month outside of the youth camp, I know you guys recently traveled and you have another camp coming up this weekend. Let's talk about the first one, what it all entailed, where you guys went, and I know the boys performed beautifully at that one.
Yeah, so we've actually went to two. I forgot to mention that earlier. So we went up to Draper at a tournament. We played a couple like AAU teams, and the kids did really well. And then we just recently went over to Manti and their annual camp, and they do such a great job over there with it, and it was fun, and the kids did really well again. So, you know, it's just because you never know with a new group, because we're missing, obviously, you know, we have a lot of seniors coming back, but we're missing a great group of seniors leaving. You know, we had those four seniors in Justin and Easton and Brett and then Talon, and with specifically Brett, you know, he started for both years for us, and so it's a little adjustment kind of. For me, I mean, Brett started every game that I've coached, so it was a little adjustment, but those kids and every new group is just a little bit different. But honestly, these kids have just played together for so long and had a lot of success together for so many, many years. And so I think it's going to be a fun group. And they, you know, they had some really good games down in Manti, and, you know, they look like a seasoned group, you know, and they look like they've played a lot of varsity together. And I think they're obviously familiar with me and comfortable with me now that we've been together for a few years, and so it was really nice just to kind of get the train back on the tracks and get it moving again.
What does rim protection look like without Brett? How have you been able to adjust to that, and who can we expect to play a big role in that regard?
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit different, you know. So we kind of talked about Wade, who kind of laughing. I was like, Wade, you got to be kind of our point guard and our five. And so, you know, with Wade, he's going to have to protect the rim, and, you know, he is more than capable of doing that. So we've kind of been messing, kind of experimenting, especially for in the summer with different spots or different guys. So right now we're kind of looking at Wade in the middle, trying to see how he protects the rim. You know, he's so long, has such natural instincts on defense for block shots and steals, and he does a great job. And then we got some juniors that are coming up that are, you know, big, you know, aggressive guys that are coming up that are big and long, like Wes Johansson and Will Jeffs and even Scott Johansson, you know, the two twins. And so, so we have, I think we should be all right. I mean, we're gonna miss Brett, definitely. I mean, there's no replacing that kind of size, and his defense and rebounding was just so incredible for us last year. But, you know, I think we got guys that can step up and you know, improve in their role, and, you know, and so I think we'll be all right that way. So.
And then when we talk about shooting, you mentioned Talon. This is one of the best set shooters in the classification. I mean, he was deadly. There were times where this kid would pour in 21, 24 points, and that's knocking down 7, 8 three-point shots. Shooting is always difficult to replace.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, he's another three because, he's off of him. So, you know, and we got some good shooters too. You know, we're expecting, obviously, you know, Luke and Wade and Zach, you know, to kind of continue or not improve their production from some last year, get better. But then guys come in the program. I don't know if we can just fully replace Talon, you know, with all his threes, you know, that he hit, just like you said. But maybe we can do it as like a group, if that makes sense. So, like, you know, Mason is an incredible shooter, and he'll come in and he can fill it up. And then, you know, we have another great shooter coming up that's a junior in Jace Franson, and he had an awesome, you know, Manti camp where he hit two or three, or, you know, threes a game. And so. And so I don't know if we have one guy that's just going to, you know, replace, you know, what Talon gave us last year. But hopefully we can have a few guys, and, you know, by committee, that we can maybe get to the same number of threes, but maybe just spread it out a little bit more, if that makes sense. Because I think we have guys that can fill it. Like, you know, even Porter and Braxton Butler and Scott Johansson are good shooters. So, you know, I think we're going to have to maybe do it a little bit more by committee with lots of guys and, you know, replace Talon. But I think we have a lot of guys that are capable of doing it and are working hard and are doing great so far. So,
Coach, we can end with this. I know you guys get to hang out locally this weekend. Get some more time on the court, but you get to stay local.
Yeah. So we're going over to the USU Eastern camp this weekend, and we're super excited. So if you hear this and anybody wants to come over and watch us, especially parents, that'd be great. You know, come support the team. It's always fun to watch. And so, yeah, we get to play some teams. I think there's a couple teams from Idaho and Union and then even like Tooele, and I'm sure some other areas too. So we're super excited, and, you know, teams coming down. And, you know, it's always fun to play at the BDAC, right? And, it's a fun court and kind of a fun atmosphere. And so, yeah, it's a good opportunity for our guys and just keep improving and keep working. So, yeah, we're excited.
Coach, after you guys wrap up this weekend, does it kind of go into a little bit of a lull, or do you finish out the month?
So, yeah, we'll have one more at the end of the month. We actually have a little scrimmage set up with Union and Carbon. They're actually going to come over to Emory and play on the 23rd there, and they're going to play just a little kind of a round-robin type of scrimmage game. Like, us and Carbon did that last year, and I thought it was really fun, and me and Jared, we've kind of talked about it and just think it's a really good opportunity to get another team, get some games, you know. And so, yeah, so we're going to have this USU, and then we're going to do a little scrimmage with Carbon and at the end of the month, and then it kind of does go into a lull with moratorium and football starting. But, yeah, so – but it's been a good month, and we're hoping to keep it kind of rolling. So,
well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. It's always great to get an update on the team. Thank you very much. Looking forward to watching you guys play over the weekend.
Appreciate it, Jordan.
Again, Coach Dave Justice of the Emory High School boys basketball team taking out the time to join us today. We got to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to catch up with former big league pitcher Bill Lasky. He'll join us for his regular weekly segment. We'll make our rounds around the diamond. We'll talk everything Major League Baseball. It's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.